We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Marks and Reese, live in Phoenix, Arizona, Radio Row. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. What's up, Ike?
Johnny Marks, holla at your boy.
Well, we are in Arizona. Championship coverage is brought to you by SEPTA, the Philly way to go, as we're live on Radio Row for most of this week until Thursday. What's up, Ike? We're here.
Yeah, we're here, brother. We're here. Listen, live in the flesh, out here in Arizona, desert, swarm. Okay, maybe that might have went over well, but still, we're in the desert.
We're in the desert. It's a dry heat. I don't know if you've noticed, Ike. Although it was cold this morning. It was in the 40s as we woke up here.
A little chilly this morning.
Jack Fritz is here. He's also engineering as well, which means he's pushing a lot of buttons, not knowing what's going on. I think that's his – hi, Jack.
Just turning things up, turning things down.
Everything sounds great.
Yes.
Everything sounds great to start the show.
Never a doubt. It's Super Bowl week. We've got to lock in.
Tucker is back in the studio. Tucker Bagley's back in the studio, so he'll be answering your phone calls. He'll be operating the board this week. We're here. Last week, Ike, it felt like I heard a lot of Pat Mahomes isn't that good. Jalen Hurts is better. The defense is going to win the game. A very confident bunch we were last week as Eagles fans, which is good. Now that we're here this week, and I heard Elliot on with middays, and Elliot is saying, like, hey, listen, like, I don't feel great about this game, but I heard Joe DeCamera say that he's not emotionally prepared if the Eagles lose. Like, it's not even something that he's thought about, the Eagles losing this game. And I mean, everybody knows me. I've definitely thought about the Eagles losing this game. I'm not super duper confident about this game. This is a coin flip. This is a very close game. They're going up against Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid.
Yeah.
So you're not gonna at least have me here today coming on the air saying, like, oh yeah, let's go. We're gonna beat them. This is gonna be a great game. Pat Mahomes isn't that good. This is a tough game coming up on Sunday, and this is a coin flip, Ike.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this is what the Super Bowl is all about. You're not going to get a pushover in the championship game. You're going to get somebody that has probably just as good of a chance of winning this game as you do. So you're going to need to be at your best, because they're likely going to be at their best, or you at least have to play well enough to where they aren't at their best and you have something to do with it. So that's how a championship should be. I mean, if you take us out of the equation with it being the Eagles here and having rooting interest, with it being the Super Bowl, you want to see a matchup where both teams have a legitimate chance to win, both teams come in as healthy as possible with all their players ready to go, you know, and you expect a good game when you get to this level. When you get to this game, you expect a good football game, and that's what I expect come Sunday. I do, and I still believe in the end the Eagles are just a little bit better as an overall team. Now, listen, Pat Mahomes, and believe me, I'm not one of those people that thinks any less of Pat Mahomes because he's playing the Eagles. He's still the best quarterback in football, and until somebody else shows me otherwise, I don't even know how you can do that. Even if when the Eagles win this game, it doesn't, to me, make Jalen the best quarterback in football. He's the best on Sunday when he needed to be, and that's fine. I mean, I'm fine with that. I'm about winning the championship, having a parade, and having another trophy in that trophy case saying that our beloved Eagles are two-time champions and not just a one-time champion where it felt like, okay, was that lightning in the bottle or can it be duplicated? Well, we have a team that I think on paper, at least, until they go out and do it, is better than the championship team. If they go win the championship, I think that this championship team would rank higher than the 17 championship team. So it's not about we're not talented enough. It's not a David versus Goliath. That's what 17 felt like.
Right.
When you're going with a backup quarterback going up against Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. I don't feel that with this game. I just don't. I don't feel that with this matchup. Now, listen, it's not like I don't know who's on the other side of the field. So that gives you a nice, to me, it gives me a nice healthy amount of anxiety before this game. I like to be a little worried. I like to be a little worried.
I have it today.
Yeah.
I do. I have it today. It's Monday. But I have it today.
I like to have
Pat
that.
Mahomes, Andy Reid.
Yeah.
Pat Mahomes, Andy Reid.
I don't mind
it. So I wonder, and I agree with you, Eagles have a great team, right? Yeah. Like, they really, really do. They're favorites for a reason in this game, right? This isn't 2017 where you more or less are – that's a Hail Mary win. That's how they did it. Once-in-a-lifetime win, that's how they did it. In this game, you're favored, slight favorite for a reason. But the thing that I'm worried about, I'm thinking about right now is I'm like, all right, like, is this Jalen's – coming out party of signature Super Bowl win, like he's officially arrived on the scene, Super Bowl champion, great win, Super Bowl MVP, game-winning drive? Or is this Pat Mahomes establishing himself as the next great quarterback? Aaron Rodgers getting older, Tom Brady just retired. Is this like a Pat Mahomes signature win?
From our standpoint, we hope it's Jalen's coming out party.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, we're definitely hoping for that, I think that is going to happen. But it seems like a lot of us have jumped the part of actually having to play Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid, and realizing this is a really, really tough game. All right, 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494. We will take phone calls in the first segment. Jack, I have nothing in my headphones, so I'm not going to be able to hear any callers if we go to it or whatever. So it might be the back of the – there you go. There you go.
Oh, look at that.
Just don't turn my headphones off and I can hear perfectly.
There you go.
Eagles, Ike are still a point and a half favorites.
Yeah.
The over-unders went up here. Now it's 50.5. Mm-hmm. So there's some money coming in on that, I guess, on the over. Jack Fritz is your engineering here live in Radio Row. How are you feeling? Are you you feeling super duper confident? Feeling great? Anxiety yet?
I tell you what, I know it's in our nature that whenever we feel super confident, like, we're supposed to shy away from it. I don't think we should. Like, I know it's Mahomes.
No, I do.
I know it's Andy. I know we're trying to convince ourselves we're going to lose. Like, I am so confident they're going to go down and they're going to win this Sunday. Like, I think they match up better. I know Mahomes is the ultimate X factor, but it's like, do we want to be a city of underdogs, or do we want to be a city that's like the new Boston? You know what I mean? Where we can dominate
the sports
league.
That, but
I know, but we're still but free.
I want to be city of underdogs.
That didn't happen for Boston after one title. That happened after about five or six titles.
We still sound scared.
And other sports too.
Yeah.
We sound scared. And it's time to put that away. They're going to beat the Chiefs. They're going to beat Mahomes. Hurts is going to do it, and it's going to be great.
Yeah. I'm with you.
I'm not.
I'm with you. I'm with you there. I'm with you there.
I just think people are overlooking a lot of details when it comes to I'm not picking the Chiefs to win the game. The Eagles are point and a half favorites, and the Eagles are going to win the game. What I'm saying is, it seems like there are a lot of people that aren't, like Joe DeCamera, who's not prepared for if the Eagles lose. It's not even crossed their mind, like, hey, you know what? They could actually lose this game. Like you it doesn't seem like you're emotionally prepared for them to lose
game. I don't think they're going to lose. Like, I don't see any scenario where they do. I mean, sure, Mahomes goes off, whatever. Like, Jonathan Gannon can't get a stop because, you know, he's been overrated this entire year.
That's two scenarios you just gave.
I could see that, but it's just
I don't see any scenario that they can lose.
This is how I felt heading into 17. Like, heading into that Super Bowl, I know we could do the whole Brady Belichick, like, you should be worried kind of thing. But I always had that inner confidence that they were going to pull it out. The only time I got nervous was when Gronk and Brady came out.
But that was also house money, right? You didn't have to lose. You weren't supposed to win that game. You had a backup quarterback.
Yeah,
you were touchdown underdogs.
But we were dying for our first Super Bowl. This is more house money
than
that was.
They played like They were touchdown underdogs.
Yeah, this ain't house.
No, it's not. They played like they had nothing to lose. They were playing with a backup quarterback, and they were going out, and they were going out firing. That's the way that they played in 2017 in that Super Bowl.
Exactly as they should have.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, Doug pulled it off. It was exactly what – he had the right attitude. Everybody had the right – I'm losing the headphones again, Jack. You're turning my headphones off again. Please stop. Stop. But like this one, you're the favorite in the game. You've been the best team in the NFL all season. Yeah. You really have one loss, and you haven't faced a player or a team this tough. I do worry that the team's a little bit overconfident. And they don't realize how good Pat Mahomes is. They don't realize giving 2 weeks to Andy Reid to scheme up and to come up with some stuff. Like, this is is a great test.
Or they look at it like, no, we're that good.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, as long as you can back it up,
right?
It ain't bragging. It ain't boasting. If you can back it up, you can go out there. There's nothing wrong with playing with confidence. Nothing wrong with playing with swagger. I would certainly prefer that versus playing a little timid. So I'm okay with that because the quarterback doesn't do trash talk, and he's not doing all of that.
Right.
So I don't worry about that. But my defensive players, they need to talk. That's what defensive guys do. Whatever they're talking about, that's what they do. Slay. Fletcher, anybody who feels they need to talk, yeah, go right ahead. That's what they do. Offensive players don't usually talk.
All right, confidence meter before we go to the
Brown
phones.
Does after he usually told somebody. If he roasts you, yeah.
He's a talker.
Yeah.
And that works for him.
I need that. I need that confidence.
Or when he's not getting the ball.
That too.
Yeah, I that need too. That confidence.
That too. 215-592-9494.
He's a competitor.
All right, confidence meter heading into – it's Monday. Heading into the week here, 1 out of 10, where are you?
Oh, I'm at an 8.
Okay.
8.5.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I feel good.
It's going to be a good week.
Jack, you're at 11?
No, I'm at about a 9, 9.5.
You got to allow for a little bit.
A 10 by. But I'm more on DeCamera's side of, like, I just don't see a scenario in which they lose. I said this before the Niners game. Like, I'd be more surprised if they lost than if they didn't win by 10-plus.
Right, but then you also you didn't account for them not having a quarterback that can throw the ball forward.
You got to have a feel.
Right? All right, well, I'm a 6.5, 7. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phones. We have Ryan in Broomall will be the first caller. Marks and Reese, live in Phoenix, Arizona, Radio Row, Super Bowl 57. What's up, Ryan? How are you?
I'm the first caller in Arizona.
First caller in Arizona, man. So if they they better win or it's on you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I wanted to ask, where do you guys think Jason Kelce would rank all time at the center position if he were to get his second ring? I'm not sure. I don't know too much about the center position, and I wanted to ask you guys.
Yeah, I was going to say rank all time with centers.
Jack, what are your top five centers? Now, are we going before they wore helmets or just the modern era?
I would say it goes Embiid.
Modern day, like linemen as well.
Embiid, Wilt, Kelce.
Shaq.
Bednarik.
Come on.
Who cares, Ray?
I don't know where
with two Super Bowls, he's certainly he's right there. He's in a Hall of Fame conversation for sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Okay.
Yep. So he's at least ranking there, Ryan. He's there, yeah. His bust will be sitting in the hall with the rest of the guys.
All right. But Sunday can't come soon enough. I can't wait to beat the brakes out of Andy Reid. It's going to be really fun.
So you're still an anti-Andy guy?
No, I'm not. I like Andy. I just don't want him. I don't want him to get the upper hand on us.
Well, we went to Eagles to win, but you didn't hear me say, like, I can't wait to shove it up his nose, Andy Reid.
Still, like, I don't want him to win without us and then win.
Then beat us. Yeah, no, you don't want to lose Andy Reid. I feel you. You want to lose Andy Reid.
All right.
See, I said this. I said this. All right, Ryan. I said this when the question was, who do you prefer to win between the Bengals and the Chiefs? I'm like, yeah, I don't think we can handle losing to Andy Reid. If that happens, you know what I mean? So, like, yeah, if they lost to the Bengals, it's like, okay, you get over it. It's the Bengals. It's Cincinnati. But, yeah, I don't think people want to lose to Coach Reid.
No.
You know?
as opposed to if it was the Bengals and Zach Taylor, there's an added dimension. I agree.
Well, and the idea, and I heard Gilio talking about this the other day last week, about Andy – having one up over the Eagles and Eagles fans and this and that and the other. Now, see, I can see why people would think that way, right? But it's especially when it comes against you. It's one thing if Coach went and beat another team in the Super Bowl.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, okay, yeah, I didn't want him to win, but it wasn't against us. He didn't win. I do believe for Eagles fans, especially for those who aren't Andy Reid fans.
It would suck a little bit more if Andy beat
you. It would suck a little more, yes, if Coach Reid won.
Even with me that's totally over the Andy stuff and doesn't hate Andy or whatever, it would suck a little bit more. That he would get to say, or would it make you feel?
Now, I'm a bad Eagles fan if it doesn't bother me at all. Like, it's not going to bother me at all.
But hang on a second.
Yes.
Because when I think about
that Andy particularly won, it would bother me that the Eagles lost, regardless who they lose to. But I wouldn't be sitting here like, ah, man, Coach Reid won.
But you know what?
Over the Eagles.
I don't feel like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be that way.
I don't feel like that. I wouldn't feel any differently because if he won as opposed to another team, I wouldn't be happy as equally. In fact, you know what? Like, seeing Andy win another one, because I like him, and he's one of the best coaches of all time.
Sure.
That puts him in a different category now getting the second Super Bowl.
Sure does, yeah. Multiple championships. Yeah.
To where, like, no one wants to see the Eagles lose. And I don't know. I don't think I'd be any – would you be angrier, Jack, if they lost to Andy?
No, like, Andy at this point for me is like a faceless opponent. Like, I know what he did here.
Right.
But I just don't, like – I'm not – looking across the sideline and being like, I want to beat the Chiefs extra because Andy.
Because Andy, right. I don't want, right. like, I think the first
well,
time
you know,
around.
But you do realize some people do.
I do.
Right.
I know. Just, yeah, like, for me personally, yeah, it's like I've moved on. We've had three coaches. We won a Super Bowl. Both sides won. I mean,
right.
like, both sides have won the divorce in a way.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Which is rare.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's worked out. It's worked out well for everybody.
Well, it worked out for Brady. He's sitting pantless in his, hotel room today.
Mike, did you do similar things after you retired, taking pictures in your underwear like Tom Brady?
I did not take pictures, but I did sit around in my
underwear.
Yeah,
well, we all do it.
It's one of those things you wonder, like, what it feels like. Yeah, what does it feel like when I don't have anything to do today?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you pose in your underwear. Getting back to Andy Reid,
yes.
like, there's no, like, I don't, I felt like after he left, people wanted to rub his face in it, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like the Eagles win,
but
see
that was
Andy.
A fresh wound, fresh, it was a, yeah, yeah.
I don't feel like that at
well,
all
Well, a lot of
right
time
now.
Has passed. What is it, has it been 10 years?
10 years.
Yeah, 10 years now, yeah.
But remember Chip came in and he had immediate success, and there were a lot of
right.
people that were like,
oh, yeah,
Andy, right. And then you realize you really didn't win. And Andy totally transformed the franchise.
Yeah.
But the Eagles got it right.
Well, then Andy sent us a Super Bowl winning coach.
Damn
yeah,
right
us,
he did.
Sent us a coach to help us win the Super Bowl.
And he fired Nick Sirianni. So we can give him credit for that,
he
too.
He did. Oh, grudge
yeah.
match. Oh, screw Andy Reid. I
exactly.
forgot about that.
He fired our guy, Nick.
Fired our coach.
Our guy.
So AB's on the line.
Oh, he's very passionate.
He's from Philly this time. He was in King of Prussia before him. I'm assuming it's the same caller.
Well, there's AB. There's two different
Are
ABs.
Are there two different ABs?
That might be AB. He went.
Oh. AB, were you the one that called on Thursday,
yeah.
or are you a different AB?
Yeah, I'm the same one. I want to say this first. I apologize to y'all boys, man, for my overexertion. But, you know, I'm happy my boys is in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I'm excited. You know what I'm saying? I love my birds. You know what I mean? But Patrick Mahomes is better than Hurt. Yes, he is. The reason why I say that is because Patrick Mahomes been in the league longer than him, and he got the accolades. But my whole point was this last week. I would have said the question, like, can Jalen Hurt be as good as Patrick Mahomes? And my answer to that would be yes. Because I watched Jalen, and we can't forget, Jalen Hurt was on Alabama. During the time he was on Alabama, they was like one of the best teams in college. There's hundreds of teams in college. He got two national championships. Two. So I feel like, you know, he got he got everything he needs to win this game. He's been in big games a few times, and he came up, he went and got a ring, a championship.
Oh,
that's why I said I really believed that he was going to be our quarterback when they drafted him, because he was real good in college.
Well, here's the thing, I think you're right from the standpoint. Can he reach those heights? From an overall standpoint, sure. I don't think it's going to be done the same way. I think the fact that Jalen has dual threat ability, he's going to always use those abilities, right? He's not going to try to shy away from that and be something that he's not. He has the ability to beat you with his arm, and he can beat you with his legs. So, well, this could be the first of many matchups between these two. You know, Jalen's only 24, Patrick Mahomes only 27.
Yeah.
You know, the Eagles have a young team, especially on the offensive side of things. You look at the NFC, we certainly have a chance to be the better team in the NFC for a while. So this could be the beginning of matchups for these two sides against each other.
Can you imagine that?
Could be.
These
are
the two best teams in the conference for the next 3 to 5 years.
Right?
It's set up to be that, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, obviously you got to stay healthy. You got to stay healthy, but, you know, if you look at what they have on offense, those guys aren't going anywhere anytime soon.
Right.
So with the exception of getting a little older, right, with Jason, even if Jason comes back, Lane, the other guys are young. Mylotta's young. Dickerson's young. You got Juergens on the bench who's ready to go.
Yep.
You know, if Seumalo leaves, you can put another guard in there, right? Guards, they can be young so they can grow with the skill position guys. How old is Dallas Goedert? 25, 26?
Yeah, 26.
He's still young.
He's still in his – he's just entering his prime right now.
These guys still playing into their 30s, man.
The thing is the defense, though, right? I mean, the defense.
Yeah, you just got to replenish the defense.
Yep.
You got to replenish the defense. But I'm saying offensively, you're going to give Jalen the ability, even if your defense isn't as good, he's going to have enough weapons on that side. And sometimes you might have to go win games in a shootout.
Yep.
You might have to. Like, you got to sacrifice. And if I got to sacrifice anything, I'm sacrificing defensive players.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to all my defensive guys out there.
Yeah, can you imagine?
I completely flipped the script on everybody. Yeah, I'm about the offense because that's what the NFL is about.
Yeah.
Everything caters to those guys on that side of the football. Like, it's great if you can draft great on the defensive side of the ball or add free agents here or there to put a defense together. But I got to make sure my quarterback has the skill position guys to go up against, Josh Allen and Joe Burrows and Pat Mahomes. Like, man, we got to keep talent there.
Even look at San Francisco, who has a great defense. Look at their offensive skill guys.
Yeah.
Look at that offense.
Yeah. And you saw what they gave up to go get Christian McCaffrey. So, like, you have to be able to do that, man. And so to keep Jalen with players around him, it's going to always give you a chance. He's used to playing with that type of talent. He played at Bama. He played at Oklahoma. Keep those type of guys around him.
All right, we are live.
Devontae's the next guy to get paid. We have to pay Devontae after next year.
Yep.
Two $100 million receivers.
Man, it's okay. Yep. I'll take it.
Yeah, if they're producing, then we'll be.
Yeah. If that means we got to get rid of a corner, okay.
Yep.
Bye bye, Darius.
And then Goddard will get another contract at some point. So you rip up the contract, give him a small cap number.
We already laid out the plan. All right. You got to re sign Devontae. You draft Joey Porter Jr., number 10, and everything figures
it
out there.
Yeah.
All right. We are live at Radio Row 215 592 9494. Pat Gallen is here.
What's going on up in here, man?
So there's a. What is going on over there? 215 Sights and Sounds, like Reese. 215-592-9494. It is Marks and Reese. We'll come back. All your phone calls. A lot of confidence going on right now. Would you be shocked if they lose? You'd be shocked if they lost, Jack?
Be shocked.
You'd be shocked, Ike?
Shocked?
I don't know if I would be shocked. I would not be shocked if they lost.
I'd be disappointed.
Yeah, you guys sound like a bunch of doubters.
No, I'd be disappointed if they lost. I don't know if shocked would be the word I would use.
It's not the proper word you'd use.
Yeah, no.
All right, we'll come back with your phone calls. Don't go anywhere. Marks and Reese. Hey, listen, I'm talking to you snorers out there, people with sleep apnea. If you listen to the show enough, you know my well-chronicled stories of me snoring and having sleep apnea, which is not great for your health. It's dangerous, right? So I tried the CPAP out, and if you're getting kicked out of your bedroom by your spouse or whatever's going on, if you're snoring and you have sleep apnea, you should get it taken care of. And recently I went to the region's number one source for a dental solution in treating snoring and sleep apnea. And he's actually my dentist, Dr. Eric Pastor. Him and his team can make you an FDA-approved dental appliance that's often covered by your health insurance. So you contact Dr. Pastor and his team. They take care of all the details for you. You don't have to worry about it. Dr. Pastor helped me, and he can help you as well. So contact him today, Dr. Eric Pastor, the Roars for Dentist, and come in for a free consultation. His number is 610-948-8518, 610-948-8518, or online, drpastor.com, drpastor.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds.
What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds?
Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs.
Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.